This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
E atumari whanau, ngā mihi o te rā. Ngā mihi o te rā. Running a bit late today, but we had to be tautokoing whanau today. Running half an hour late, but our message today is only about a half an hour anyway. And pretty much today's message is really, how do we indigenise our space? And also, it's about getting our te reo Māori out in our hapuri amongst the whānau. But, anyway, I'll try and find it. I tahi wātani. Toa ho. But yeah, I'm just waiting for the old Eramiti just down. What is the niece? Ngā mihi. He's just downstairs. Man, I've got to say, I just come back from representing my son. pretty much got him out of the system. Through this other process where you get to hold on, mate. It avoids the normal huarahi when you're charging. Oh, yeah. The normal huarahi when you're charged with things. So yeah, there was I think there was a good process. If we got time at the end of this, we'll talk into it. But morena whānau, ko tai mai tōku manuhiri, te rā mutu. Kia ora whanaunga. No, it's not. You're on the camera anyway. It's all on camera. But anyway, morena, ngā mihi kia koe. I know you tino māwiwi koe. I had to bloody buy you breakfast to come in this morning and have this kōrero. So aroha mai, I hope you get well. But pretty much, our kōrero today really is about, well, for me, I look at it like this, indigenising our space. For my iramitu here, his endeavours around te reo Māori, before I talk to it, how about you share with the hapori whanaunga? Tōtahi, anō, ko ai koe?
Tēnā tātai. Whakapono tuku ingoa. Euri au no te Wairarapa. Me ngā tini honanga ki ngā wāhi katoa o Aotearoa. Kuraina au ki konei, tipu ake au ki te kohanga reo. Koe te kaitātari mō Ngāti Kahunguri ki Wairarapa Iwi Development.
Hea tērā mahi? What is that? Could you break that down for us so we have a better understanding of the mahi you actually do?
So one of the things that I'm focused on at the moment is te reo strategy.
Kia ora.
Yeah. And in that strategy will be, you know, a lot of things, a lot of kaupapa. But the main one is just championing te reo Māori, normalising the use of te reo Māori.
Kia ora.
Just normalising the use of te reo Māori.
Now that you speak of that, we're probably fortunate. Well, me more so, but you're steeped in te ao Māori and you live by those values and the akungas of our tūpuna. But for me, I had a big break of like 30, maybe 32 years not engaging.
Everyone, because I took a break as well. You know, you do things when you
year more break.
And you know, partying, all those sort of things, as we do.
When I came back, I actually realised, and still to this day, I'm still that person that was in Kurarawhiti, but I'm just fortunate I've been able to, I'm a quick learner, and I don't know, for some reason, old teachings came back real quick, because that was part of my healing, was te ao Māori.
Yeah.
But I feel we needed to have this kōrero today, for me, my own experience, like with my own family, so... I've asked a couple of people. I wanted to get my son into the kura, just to give him that chance of learning our reo. But I'm now thinking he does not need to go to kura kaupapa. He can stay in Marlborough, go to Marlborough school, and surely we can navigate a way So we're talking te reo Māori at all these kutas that don't get the opportunity. You know, and it's just little things, starting with little signs, you know, morena, kia ora.
Koera, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
just starting just little things. Things.
Yeah.
But what are he wero tēnei ki a koe I rā metu. So for Martinborough, so I speak, I have a close connection to the echoes of Hemi and Te Ahi and only.
Mm.
And I really want to go down there to Martinborough School and teach them mātauranga Māori somehow, whether that's in a form of haka.
Right.
But I feel with us, you know, leave them some ihi, a little bit of ihi and some, you know, some kākanos for those kids to grow on. Because I
about
see
about 90% of our kids are in mainstream, eh?
Mm.
Of our Māori kids are in mainstream.
Yeah.
And so we've only got one kura kaupapa here, and that services the whole of Wairarapa.
Kia ora.
We've only got three kuanga reo that services the whole of Wairarapa.
Kia ora.
But those three kuanga are still mastered in.
Kia ora. And my daughter doesn't get the opportunity. She's in Martinborough, Te Ahi. Yeah. No, I'm not on here blaming. Mm. I'm just trying to voice. It's not a concern, but my wish for Wairarapa, Ki Te Tonga, everywhere. And all our Pākehā spaces, Indian spaces, Chinese spaces, everywhere, you know. Kōrero Māori, ia rā, ia pō.
Koira. Especially in the kāinga.
Kia ora.
Especially in the kāinga, like just normalising it in front of our kids.
And that's how we learnt.
Send the kids to school, ki te kura, we up pai tēla. But if mum and dad are not championing te reo Māori o te ao Māori, you know, they're not going to want to do it either. So I attended a kōiri just the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go back to that for down in Martinborough, actually. Last year we had strategic planning wānanga that was held across right around the motu. But the one specifically here in Wairarapa, there was down in the south Wairarapa, they wanting kuanga reo and kura kaupapa down there as well. So,
and you know what, I've seen, I know that young girl that was teaching, she was the kapahaka teacher at a Martinborough school.
Oh yeah?
That was the silliest move I felt, getting rid of her, Waikura. Man, tino matatau ia, I roto I tērā wāhi. I've watched her, and she's only young rangatahi, but she should be frontline in rangura. But just the confidence and the respect she demands,
yeah,
even to us pakeke. When I seen her down there, it warmed my heart. Fortunately, they didn't rehire her this year. There wasn't enough pūtia. So, that's how it's going to go, but we shouldn't even be having those conversations. It should be pūtia to pay them to teach our reo. Yeah. And you know what? I looked at the process. So I was looking at sending my children to kura. But, man, I was hearing all these processes. And I was like, wow, my son's got to go through that, got to prove this, got to prove that. I mean, my grandma, I whakapapa to that school. My grandma was a teacher. And then we got to go through a process just for my son to learn a taonga.
Mm.
A taonga that's passed down from our tūpuna. I just didn't get that. That wasn't the values and people I was brought up. But I understand there's new people and their new processes. But that really irritated me. But you know, I never voiced it. I just thought, oh sweet, they're just looking after the aim. I'll see how this goes. Well, let's go make some noise down this end. Hey, we'll create our own space.
Mm.
I don't know if that's the right approach, but
I just feel sometimes you have to come from the kuanga reo background, and yeah, no, what doesn't help is whānau going for the last month or so to kuanga reo and then put their kids into kura.
Mm.
And what that does is that it normalises te reo Pākehā, because these kids have only just been in there for a month. And then once you put them into kura, you know, already our kids are normalising te reo Pākehā at kura. You know, tōna tikanga he kura reo Māori.
Aye.
But because they're so comfortable in the English language, we make it comfortable for them.
Yeah, kia ora.
You know, we want to also make it comfortable for te reo Māori as well. The dominant language, especially within Māori people, should always be te reo Māori.
Kia ora whanaunga kōrero.
It should be te reo Māori, not English. English should come second. But we're so dominant in that language, and that's why it's so comfortable for our kids. I mean, I'm guilty, bro. YouTube, My kid watches YouTube.
It's not even an official language of this whenua.
Kia ora.
Pākehā. We're talking a foreign language.
I'm so comfortable doing that.
Yeah, I know. But they used to say the same for our whenua, our colonisation. Yep. We're already comfortable in it. It's undoable. But anyway, we'll just start with our reel.
Definitely.
We'll start with our reel, yeah. But let's...
So that's it, you know...
How does it look for you about indigenising our space, whanaunga? Our rohe, our hapuri, collectively...
Rotorua.
Yeah, Peter, I already spoke of this. So we've already spoke of this. You know, we've had many wānangas.
There's pō all around. So that normalises... The McDonald's has even got whakairoa.
I know.
So, you know, it's normalising that to our Māori environment.
You know, whānau, behind the scenes, me and this fellow and a few of my other cousins that do a little bit of whakairoa in te ao Māori, but we have wānangas around. We have a vision to make Marston look like a Rotorua.
When our kids confidently
standing. Every shop has a waharoa, you know, but that's our vision. I don't think it's a hard vision with the people that we have wānangas with. We want big pose of our tūpunas carved everywhere, all over this mutu, all our marae sites, boom, pose. All our urupas, boom, pose. So they know who we are pretty much, because they've gone around and more or less tried to oppress or suppress our tūpunas mahi. But aren't we fortunately our generation, there's a revolution pretty much. And be silly not to jump on it, whānau. But yeah, our intentions around today's kōrero was about getting te reo Māori. And those who are still struggling on learning te reo Māori, just keep going. Keep going, keep making mistakes.
There's plenty of programs out there now, eh?
I mean, don't feel shy. So I used to be that one that, Dan, I used to be embarrassed to talk, you know? Don't feel shy. It's okay to make mistakes. Start again. Even when there's heaps of hundreds of people again, those are beautiful moments to learn to make a mistake. Those are good places, you know, to bloody mess up. Because you know you'll fuck a tick of that forever. Yeah. But yeah, that was the intention of our kōrero today. This is for Pākehā, this is for our Hainamana whānau, this is for Matua Raj in Carterton. We want to indigenise our lives and we want to bring te reo Māori into our households, and it just, like we said, could start with a little...
Kia ora.
Morena.
Ka kite.
You know, all you tangata tariti, or you see your whānau, or whoever, just haere greetings. Haere atu.
But even, like, Sportsbury, you know, there's a lot of our whānau in rugby, for instance. Hey,
you'll be good at that. Poro.
Poro peke. Fiua.
Kara fiua.
There's some cool language in sports. Toiao. Kitchen. Te kaita.
Yeah,
you know those party ones are.
Himi's kaita. But nah, koe nā te take o tō tātou paku kōrero o tēnei rā whānau. But you just stay there. Kā koe he waiata he tino tata ki tō ngākau i rā mitu? Hea he waiata.
Kau. Whakarongo ki te reo Māori e karangane.
Whakarongo.
Not really a Arua hako te horohoro.
Is this the one? Oh yes. Tau funny, see this guy's eh? Are we in
there? Yeah.
Tau ho. Hey. Awa.
Whakarongo ki te reo e karanga i honei. Nongo pai ki te whenua. Nongo mau ki te
awa.
O ke e katoa.
closer. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wandered far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love. Then you softly me, and it's me.
How deep is your love?
It's your love. How deep is your love?
I really mean to love. Cause we're living a fool, yeah. Breaking us down, yeah. When they all should let us be, we belong.
Door to my very soul. You're the light in my deepest, darkest hour. You're my savior when I fall. And you may not think that I care for you when you know.
Funny. Not long to go now, we'll just slowly fade this tongue of thing, right? So we're back. I think it's 92.7 Arrow FM. Today I have Moira Mitu, Yoti Te Whare, Kia ora, Te Whakapono, Amahi. So we're just here today. We want to talk about indigenising our lives and just bringing te reo Māori into our lives in general and... kia ora. So this is part two. What was our next kaupapa?
Yeah. Oh, so one of the things that I've been doing is doing a bit of research, getting the stats. Whānau, if you didn't fill out the census form like Matua Shen, please do.
No, I did more.
So that's collecting all that data from stats, Te Whata. We have 14,000, I think it is, 10,400, somewhere around those numbers, anyway, registered members to Ngāti Kahungunu Ki Wairarapa. From 2013 to 2023, there was only an increase of competency in te reo Māori, who could hold a conversation in te reo Māori, of 1.7%. So, you know, ahua, kia kahai te whānau, kia kā. In 10 years, you know, that's not really, anyway, that's shit. What else? Been engaging with all the mainstream schools, colleges, kaumātua, had a hui with some mātanga reo. And that's getting everyone's input into the te reo strategy.
Is there anything going on collectively amongst, like, you know, I know there's three different entities. Oh, we could talk about that another day. No, we'll talk about that another day.
I think we've only got 5 minutes. I need more than 5 minutes for that go, brother.
Kāpoi, hey, that was our kaupapa o te rā whānau, was that. But it started in the whare too, It started with us at home, with our mukos, with our tamariki.
So I want to say, I want te reo Māori and stuff, you know, but you got to, how serious
are you? How serious are you? And by doing those little things, actually shows, they're taking the initiative.
I'll give you an example. I went to a pōhiri on Monday. Two pōhiri actually, and I seen the kids, you know, not really confident, and then when I started doing like pukana, you know, āringa and all that, some of the kids were laughing, and they're really my nephews, and it's hei te pai, but that's how...
That's what society's created.
Yeah, You know, and you know, we had another pohiri later on that afternoon, you off know, the cuff.
But it's still, ooh, that's still movement, I've got to say. That's mean. Still movement, because when I was doing the anger, it used to be embarrassment.
Yes.
It's okay, now they're just laughing.
Yeah.
So soon, they'll be it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all part of it, and that comes down to how honest, that comes down to the oppression from colonisation.
Cool.
You know, nearly three generations there, they nearly got out ill.
Yeah.
And I'm just fortunate, you know, could it after Ngāti Hāmoa, we were part of that prophecy.
Yeah.
Nē, ko tērā te prophecy, ka hoki mai mai ngā tamariki.
Yeah, I don't reckon it's fulfilled yet, my own personal opinion. It's, some people
kākano,
might say, yeah.
The kākano's been planted in the 80s, you know.
Well, it's not normal. It's not normalised, but yes. Koe rā te ōhaki, paura patangaroa.
Yeah.
But koira.
Oh, it's just a whakaro of mine. I only thinking that because it's down in Māori, because my babies are born and bred there. Hemi's part of that hāpuri. I can tell they love him at that school. And be silly of me not to bloody leave him there. But I did have intentions of bringing him down here to the kura. And then I learnt all this process. And had a little bit of tangiwitu, but just got to accept that. And koina anaki. All right, then. Well, whānau, that's about me for today. Puno's going to sing us a song before we go.
Te tira mai ngā iwi,
auwe,
tātou, tātoue. Te tira mai ngā iwi, auwe, tātou, tātoue. Whai a te maramatanga, me te aroha e ngā iwi, kia tapatahi, kia kotahi rā, tātou, tātou e. Tātou, tātou e.
Kia ora,
pakite whānau.